Close your eyes. Spend some thoughts of goodwill. Goodwill is the framework for our practice. It underlies everything. Take the Four Noble Truths, the fact that the Buddha focused on suffering as the main problem to be caused, main problem to be solved. So he was really concerned about people suffering. He wanted people to find true happiness. And this is the way you do it. You focus on what's causing the unhappiness. You don't run away from it. You don't deny it. You actually look into it and comprehend it. And when you've comprehended it, then you can find out what's causing it, and then you can let go of the cause. So the basic motivation for this set of truths, which is the foundation of all the Dharma, is itself founded on goodwill. And the fact that we are here practicing comes from goodwill for ourselves and goodwill for others. And you want to keep that in mind. Times when the practice gets dry, when it gets difficult, remember, it's for your true happiness. Part of the mind may be screaming and saying, I want a little bit of happiness now. Well, you try to breathe in a nice way. And thinking thoughts of goodwill can also be a source of pleasure as well. It's just that you're looking for your pleasures in a new place, and you're looking for them on a new time frame. You're looking for the long term. And that's where goodwill combines with wisdom. Because as the Buddha once said, wisdom begins with a question, what when I do it will lead to my long-term welfare and happiness? Again, it's the wisdom of goodwill, but this is also what makes goodwill wise. Otherwise, you just think, may all beings be happy, 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 without stopping to think, how is it going to happen? That's not very wise. It's nice, but it's not all that effective, because happiness has to come from causes. And each of us experiences our own suffering based on our own actions, so each of us is going to have to solve the problem for him or herself. But we can help each other, help one another with advice, help one another with setting good examples. But still, the work is up to us. So when the practice gets difficult, remember, this is for your true well-being. And it's because you really do have goodwill for yourself that you're sticking with the practice. And that can get you over a lot of rough spots.